Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Quick check-in on two big threads in robotics and physical AI today. One about what it takes to move specialized agents from demo to the factory floor, and another about a telecom vendor's blueprint for always-on agent deployment. Both are about shifting from prototypes to production that actually runs 24/7.
Let's start with the production problem. Companies are no longer satisfied with a clever demo. They want agents that can reason, use tools, and act inside real workflows. That exposes brittle stacks, monolithic models, closed tool chains, and fragile integrations that fail under real-world sensor and timing noise.
The antidote is an open modular foundation, clear interfaces between perception, planning, and actuation, plus standard tool adapters and a shared middleware layer for safety and logging. That makes it possible to swap a perception model without revalidating the entire system and to scale reliability engineering across fleets.
From an org perspective, winners will be teams that design reusable components and APIs, not bespoke one-offs. They'll invest in observability for physical agents, version simulation artifacts, and deployment pipelines that include human-in-the-loop review for edge cases and failure modes.
Now, look at the other strand, a vendor pushing a telecom autonomy stack. It's instructive because it's less a demo and more a repeatable deployment pattern. Synthetic data generation, specialized domain models, secure runtimes, and heavy use of simulation to validate behavior before rollout.
Those techniques are pragmatic. Synthetic data gives you rare event coverage, telecom-tuned models lower latency and domain errors, secure edge runtimes protect integrity, and simulation-based testing reduces field incidents. That's exactly the operational rigor physical AI needs at scale.
And here's the crossover. These telecom playbook pieces map cleanly onto robotics. Digital twins and synthetic sensor streams for edge case training, domain-specific perception and control models, and hardened runtimes for unbroken, safe operation. The result is agents that can run reliably overnight and keep learning.
But don't gloss over the constraints. Safety verification, model provenance, explainability, and regulatory compliance are non-negotiable. Plus, the upfront cost of building open modular stacks and simulation fidelity is real. And there's a vendor lock risk if interfaces aren't standardized.
Here's a concise synthesis. Marrying an open modular architecture with deployment-grade practices, synthetic data, domain models, secure runtimes, and high-fidelity simulation is the practical playbook for turning agent demos into reliable 24/7 systems. The technical winners will blend modular design with operational discipline and cross-domain validation.
Look for pilot projects that adopt open interfaces and rigorous simulation next. Those will reveal which platforms can sustain continuous, safe operation. That's where overnight shifts start replacing myth with measurable uptime. Thanks for listening.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.